It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
9:42, 18 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng. How are you, Madam President?
I'm doing very well this morning.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, you sound like you're not being held hostage or anything, are you? If something's wrong, just say something like the cranberry sauce is cold or something.
Fine.
You sure? Everything's all right with the cranberry sauce?
Fine. Yes, everything's fine with the cranberry.
Okay, because if not, that's all you got to do is tell us. Because I know the sheriff, former sheriff. I know the current sheriff.
I know a couple sheriffs, too.
Hook you up, man. Not to mention you had one in your family.
Exactly.
Before we get to this, tell me about Halloween as a kid. Did you love Halloween or hate it?
I did love Halloween, and it's one of my favorite memories. My mother made me, I'm showing my age here, Tommy, but I Dream of Jeannie. And it was just the best costume, and my mom made it for me, and I loved it. And that's whenever I think of Halloween as a kid, it was when my mom made that hot I Dream of Jeannie costume for me.
Can I tell a parish president this without getting in trouble that I'll bet you were just cute as all get out?
It was adorable. She had my hair up in that big ponytail. She had something plastic in my hair, like, Barbara Eden had some wrap around the ponytail, and it was just puppy pants, and oh my gosh, and I'm sure in my mom's house somewhere that costume's around. It might be like moth-eaten or whatever, but I'm sure we wouldn't have thrown it away.
Now,
it was like a beloved possession of mine as a child.
On Bewitched, she had an evil twin named Sabrina, right?
Yes.
But did you know that Jeannie's evil twin did not have a name? And I got that directly from Barbara Eden, having interviewed her one time.
Didn't they both have evil twins that were brunettes and they were blondes?
They did. Barbara Eden told me personally that her evil twin did not have a name, unlike Sabrina on Bewitched. So there you go.
Okay. Right. Well, my dad bought me tickets to see Barbara Eden at the Blue Room when I was a little girl, and he kept prepping me like, she's not going to be I Dream of Jeannie. She's a singer, and he took me as a kid to the Blue Room to see I Dream of Jeannie, to see Barbara Eden. So. Great childhood memories, Tommy. Thank you for that.
What did she do?
It was great. She was a singer. Yeah. She was a singer, and she performed, I guess, in her prior career, and then she got the I Dream of Jeannie gig. So, yep.
Let's talk about
beautiful lady.
Yeah, and not to mention a Blue Room. That used to be, and we don't mean to go down memory lane here or anything, but boy, it's too bad they can't bring that back. It's like a place to bring in.
I guess
there's no money in doing small intimate acts anymore, you can't imagine.
Yeah, but how fun if they brought something like that back.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about what's going on with upgrades Jefferson Parish for the Super Bowl that's coming up.
Yeah, so, we're part of this. The Super Bowl, it's obviously in New Orleans, but it's a regional thing. It's great for our whole state. And in Jefferson Parish, everybody who flies into the airport and drives downtown comes through Jefferson. So, we are upgrading, and this is something that we needed to do. It's just such a massive capital project, upgrading all the lights from, Kenner all the way to New Orleans to make sure we look the best that we can, all the LED lights on I-10 on that roadway to the Super Bowl. So it's a big project. We're scheduled to finish by the end of the year. We gave ourselves a little wiggle room, so that'll be done. And that's, we're in lots of ways working with the Super Bowl. We have a lot of our personnel on a lot of teams, on a lot of committees to help. And, our sheriff, I know he went, he was on like a pre-team to the former Super Bowl in terms of like a transition for security and police. And, you know, we're supporting it in a lot of ways. And it's really, really exciting for us. And we know how important this is to all of our economies. We just saw that with Taylor Swift and the amount of, you know, economic churning and that was happening there with our hotel rooms and our restaurants and, you know, our shopping here in Jefferson Parish. So it's critical for us.
Somebody texted in and wanted to know about the possibility of the UEP Long Bridge eventually, and I know it's a state bridge and all that stuff, but Orleans Parish here at the Crescent City Connection, I think, takes on the maintenance of the lights and so forth, if I got that right. The possibility of the UEP Long Bridge being lit up like the Crescent City Connection is. Have there been any discussions?
Yeah, I mean, we should... We've looked at it even for this Super Bowl. We wanted to do some things, but it's just the money. But I would love that idea. I think it's just beautiful. And a bridge being lit up at night is just gorgeous. So I think that's another project that we'll have to look at in the future, Tommy. It's a great idea.
So it was not mine, but it is on the table. Y'all are thinking about something?
No,
like
not for the Super Bowl. No. But I think
eventually?
It would be a great idea.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I think it's something that's a state, you know, it is a state bridge, but I think it's something that we should be looking at. I love it.
Also, the bicentennial's coming up. Tell me what's planned with that.
So, bicentennial is literally 2 days after the Super Bowl, February 11th, 2025. Jefferson Parish is going to be 200 years old, and I always say if I had any vision for us celebrating, you know, our bicentennial, and I said this at the State of the Parish, let's go backwards. What I don't want is like some formal government, you know, kind of meeting or, you know, celebration. No, we want this to be a celebration for everybody, every business, every family, every nonprofit, every church group, to all of the people who made Jefferson Parish what it is as we celebrate our birthday. So we're going to have celebrations all year long. I hope this is a positive for our economy. I've told restaurants, better start thinking about your bicentennial dish. What are you going to have? Let's get people pop into all of our restaurants, gift shops. The logo is available for our businesses to put it on coffee cups and aprons and T-shirts. So let's have fun with it. We have a lot of programming. We're going to have, and we think Councilman Walker came up with something in his office. They just did some research. We believe we're the king capital of the world. We want to hype that. We have
really?
A bicentennial ball that the Jefferson community. Yeah, we really
awesome.
Do.
Yeah,
most of the bakeries are, you know, in Jefferson Parish. The Jefferson Community Foundation is hosting a bicentennial ball at Lakeside Mall. How fun to shut down Lakeside Mall and have a big party at night.
Mm-hmm.
We're all looking forward to that. And, you know, some races, and we have some surprises left, but there's several committees going on right now, not just government committees. A lot of people from the community serving on committees. And we need to recognize our history, too. We had some terrible things happen to us. We had that plane crash. We had, you know, so we're going to make it historically, you know, interesting, but also have fun, and also hopefully it'll help our economy.
Tell me about these posters.
Very grassroots.
I love this poster. This is awesome. I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We unveiled that poster yesterday, obviously. Becky Foss and Transdev purchased it, I mean, commissioned her and donated that to us. And it was just, it's just beautiful. And Becky was just beaming, and we're so honored. I'm so honored that she would do that. Transdev donated it to us. But it's just it's a beautiful poster. If you go from the left side, it's like almost a swamp. You know, that's what we are in Jefferson Parish. I mean, we're swampland and alligator country, but we're business and we're residential and industry, and it's a very diverse parish in our economy, in the land that we have, in our people. And I think she captured it very well. How do you capture all of that on, you know, just that, you know, space that she has, but she did it very well. And, you know, her use of colors is just magical. And I think I got number 200, so I'm already getting mine framed for my office.
Are they still available or not if somebody wants one,
yes,
like me?
Yes. If you go to the Jefferson Chamber, they're distributing it for us. You can get a signed copy. And then also, you don't have to get a signed copy. You can get just a regular poster. So that's a great – the reason why we unveiled it is because if people wanted to give it as a Christmas gift, I think it's a great Christmas gift to give. And we don't want to do our celebrations until next year, but we did want to unveil the poster a little early. It's just beautiful.
I wanted to ask you, because I know you got to go in a couple of minutes. I know the canals are an ongoing concern of yours, especially when it rains. It hadn't rained in 26 days, but I know you took on parks and recreation, right, and pickleball courts, which, guess what, Jefferson Parish reimagined. Now people are loving it. Am I right?
Thank you for remembering that. Yeah.
So what's next on your plate, I guess? Is it something with canals, or what do you hope to accomplish before your term runs out?
Oh, so it's the canal. I mean, that canals is one project where we're going to build a lot of trees and shrubbery on areas of the canal that have the right of way. It'll serve as a visual barrier, so maybe cars won't drive into the canal, like a vertical barrier. But also, it makes the parish look beautiful. So we looked at 18 locations where we have enough right of way, and we want to do a lot of tree planting and stuff like that. There's so many things that we're doing. I mean, you have these projects like water and sewer upgrades and recreation reimagine that just span years, right? And you're doing a little bit more on every year, but there's all kind of other projects we're doing. We have, I mean, this is more inside ball, but we're replacing an old financial system that we've had for 30 years. We're replacing that. That's a multi-year project. We hope to get really far this next year. And our public information office is going to have a television studio that we're going to open next year. And for emergency management, that's my passion. You know, we have new software that we're being trained on. So there's tons of stuff that we get kind of done every year. And then there's these other projects that span, like the water and sewer upgrades. That's a 20-year project, you know. So a lot of things going on through the parish, but it's always busy. And we just hope that there's no more emergencies and we can concentrate on these fun things and these innovative projects.
Let me put this in your ear. You know what your legacy should be? Lighten up that UEP Long Bridge.
Okay.
What do you
All
think?
Right.
You
I
like
got it.
It.
Yeah. I got it. We got to start. I have 3 years left. We got to start.
There you go. You got a minute left. Tell me about trick-or-treating tonight. What you want people of Jefferson Parish to know?
I just want everybody to be safe. Look, this is, you know, put those little, what do you call it, the
light,
neon things on your children.
Light sticks,
and everybody
glow
needs
things,
to,
whatever they
the
are.
Light sticks and glow sticks. And let's just have that. This is a cherished memory. I mean, we started this interview like that, but we, like everything, we want to get through being safe. And so, you know, I love it. You know, I hope at my house, it's kind of funny. Sometimes some years we get like a little bit of kids and some years we just get a lot. So I'll be curious to see what happens at my house tonight. But this is a great night for everybody, but we just need to get through very safe. That's all.
Just slow down when you're going home, man.
No speeding.
I was very protective when my kid was younger, and I stopped somebody and knocked on the window and asked them what the hell they were doing, and come to find out it was somebody that lived right next door to me with kids hurrying home to trick or treat. So there you go. Thank you, President.
Yes. Good message.
Cynthia Lee Sheng, good to talk to you. You bet. Madam President Cynthia Lee Sheng, we'll take a break, come back, find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.